Well, I have this book that I have been reading from over the years. It's 40 daily reflections on biblical leadership while shepherds watch their flocks. So Dr. Timothy Lanick, he went to Israel, and he brought his family with him, and he spent 2 years out in the desert hanging out with shepherds and sheep. And he began, you would think, whoa, that's really kind of a strange thing to do. He said even his 10-year-old daughter had become so fluent in modern Hebrew that she was his translator. So he met this man named Moshe. He said it was one of his most treasured interviews with Moshe. Moshe was a seasoned Yemenite shepherd, and he was 80-something years old. And by this time, he should have been just living with his family, but he was still shepherding. And you never saw him far from his flocks. So he asked Moshe about the challenges of shepherding. And Moshe told him it was thieves was the primary challenge. And he said there was one time when he lost 250 sheep. They just pulled up trucks and took off with his sheep. And Timothy says, wait a minute, you sure? And he repeated it, 250 sheep. That's a lot of money for a shepherd to have lost. So Moshe brought him to his pens. And in today's world, you know, Moshe's created all sorts of things that he can to safeguard himself from thieves. But the primary thing that keeps the sheep safe is that the shepherd has to be there. Because you see, along with the wilderness things that can get sheep, the wolves and the animals that can take them, the primary thief is human. And what Moshe reminded Timothy was that good thieves and bandits can steal the sheep because they're good shepherds. A sheep won't go if they can't trust the shepherd who's calling him. And I thought about that story of the gatekeeper, because that's basically what Moshe has become, is the gatekeeper to his sheep. And I remembered how it worked in the times when Jesus was walking and talking and teaching, that the shepherds would sit in the opening of the pen. So the pen would be, you know, tall enough to keep the predators out, but thieves and bandits could still come over. But what kept the sheep safe from going in or coming out was the shepherd at the gate, that the shepherd became the gatekeeper. But Jesus goes on to talk about the fact that we, as followers of Jesus Christ, we get stolen too, by thieves and by bandits. So I had to think about what are the thieves and bandits of our day that are stealing sheep away from Jesus. And I'm going to start with some physical things and then maybe move to some more spiritual things. But recently there's been conversations around cell phones. And I know older generations cannot stand it when they see younger generations with that cell phone in their hand. But studies are beginning to show that we check our cell phones every 15 minutes on average. Every 15 minutes. Then another study is showing what happens when we get all those likes on one of our pictures, or maybe now loves or ha-has, because they're even changing the emojis, which are just little pictures of emotions, that we check to see what we've gotten. And where that hits, are you ready for this? Where that hits in your brain is that pleasure center, that dopamine center that tells you, I feel good because I got a like. I feel good because someone shared my post. I feel good because I have 1,000 plus, there's some who have like 6,000 friends. I have no idea how they keep track of 6,000 friends. But the piece that's hard to fathom is that means the same center in our brain that addicts have to deal with is the same center that's being touched when we get excited about what's going on our cell phones. And with our young people with Snapchat, they even have things called streaks. They have to keep a streak going. That means that someone has responded to them every day for I don't know how long. And so when we think about what are enemies or what are thieves, think about the time that that technology that is so marvelous and wonderful to have, because this week it was very good for me to have in my possession a cell phone where I could text, where I could email, where I could do the things I needed to do. It's a beautiful instrument of technology created by human beings, but it has the potential to be a bandit and a thief as it steals our time, steals our emotions, steals maybe even our self-esteem, because if we become so attached to what it tells us about who we are, we can start believing that the only way we understand ourselves is through a screen. But it has that great side that we can, I don't want to say cell phones are bad. I want us to be cautious because it can become a thief. But there are other things that can become thieves too and steal from us. And one of them, I was not really pleased that someone at 8:30 mentioned this, but food. As a woman who struggles with her weight, I can agree that food is a thief and a bandit to me, because when I eat too much and I gain more weight, what does it do to my health? What does it do to a body that houses the Spirit of God? The Holy Spirit is in here. This is a clay jar in which God dwells. And how I care for it is a spiritual discipline. So food can be a thief and a bandit. But Jesus was talking about something a little bit more on point. He was talking about people. He was talking about the people who come in and take away our lives, who come in and spread false lies to us. We could call it fake news, but that gets all other things going on. But when we begin to follow human beings because we think they have all the answers, when we begin to believe that this, well, think about it, how people idolize our sports figures, our music figures, and they have this huge following, and then we find that they are just human beings with feet of clay. That we can be stolen. Our time, our energy, our emotions, our spirit can be stolen when we follow people who are going to lead us not in places that bring us life eternal, but bring us to death. So I might not have mentioned the thief or the bandit that's kind of climbing at your fence, that'd like to get into your sheepfold, but you know what steals your life away from following the Lord. If we had read out of the Common English Bible, the way that is translated, that last verse, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I want us to think about that. But the Common English Bible says that they live life to the fullest. To the fullest. So I want you to think about how thieves and bandits steal our time, our energy, our resources, even our witness, so that our lives are diminished. But when we give our life to the gatekeeper, when we listen for his voice, when we enter in through Christ and we live a life and follow Jesus, we can live life to the fullest, because Christ's voice can drown out the voices of the thieves and the bandits. How do I know? Because I hear every single car that goes by the parsonage. And Abby hears every single car that goes by the parsonage. And we can be sitting there, and I can be studying, and she can be being Abby. And suddenly, her ears prick up. I'm thinking, I don't hear anything. And her tail starts to wag, and then she starts to whine at me, and she's looking at me like, why aren't you getting off the couch? Daddy's home. And then I see his car. But Abby could distinguish the sound of his car from the sound of every single car that goes down the road. She doesn't get excited when your cars go by. Well, maybe when Faye's does, because when Faye pulls into the Parsonage parking lot, she's like, oh, Faye's here. But she knows when Leo's coming home. He'll tell you she even knows the ringtone that is mine, because she gets the same way. She runs to the door like, Mom's here. He's like, no, she's got a couple hours. But Mom's here. We know the sound of Christ's voice. We heard him call us by name, call us to a life to follow Jesus, to follow Jesus wherever he will take us. And what we need to be aware of is when the other voices begin to grab our attention. And then what we can do as brothers and sisters in Christ is to come to worship. Because then we'll remember what his voice sounds like. We can come to things like Sunday school or small groups where we again learn the scriptures and remember about God's love and God's desire that we have life and live it to the fullest, because we never know when that life will end. We can have life and have it abundantly if we follow the one who calls us. So not only do we come and worship and remember, and we come to places of study and remember, but we come and fellowship at meals and remember. And we come to places of companionship. Because there's nothing, nothing like a really good companion that walks with you, that keeps you on track, that loves you enough to say, you know, I think you need to think about a salad rather than some extra dessert today. Or says to you, I follow you on Fitbit and you haven't taken a step today. Friends that love us enough to call us back to God. Those are called accountability groups. And those are normally two or three gathered together to be accountable to each other for our life of faith. But mostly, church, we need time in scripture and time in prayer and time in devotion, so that the shepherd's voice is so distinct to us that we can hear his voice when we can't even see him coming. So on this day, as you think about those thieves and bandits that come in and steal your time, steal your energy, steal your resources, remember the voice of the shepherd. Remember the gatekeeper who is ready to call you back in. He's going to build a pen that will hold you, and he will protect you from those things that steal you from him. Because he has a rod and he has a staff, and they're not just for comfort. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.